In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God be with all of you who braved the tumultuous storm today. You're like Noah in the ark, and you are here, and I think that that's wonderful. Today, of course, we have the gospel reading coming from St. Mark, which refers to the paralytic, but I think there's two things in this particular gospel that often get overlooked. Now, we all know about, of course, Jesus' ability to forgive sins and how it astounded everyone else. But at the same time, I think there's several things that we need to focus on in this particular gospel. And one of those things would be that of the importance of community. And the other would be the importance of providence in our lives. Now, how does that apply to today's gospel? You have to forgive me, I'm getting a dry spot in my throat. As far as providence goes, this particular man, whom we know nothing about, this man who is paralyzed, we don't know what led him to this point. We don't know anything about his previous life, when he became paralyzed, how he became paralyzed, nothing like that. But what we do know is that he had, fortunately, four friends who were able to come and help him. And that's good. He had four friends who were willing to bring him not only to the place where Jesus was, because it said that Jesus was at home, but to find a way to get him in to the place where Jesus was, because even the door was blocked. Problematic. But yet they did it. It was providential that he had these people around him at the time. And providence serves a great importance in all of our lives, does it not? Many times things happen and we don't know that something bad might have happened, but the Lord intervened in some way and was able then to offset what could otherwise have been a bad occurrence. Many times when, and we've heard about some of these stories, where someone's driving along a road, providentially, something happens to stop them, when perhaps a boulder, a deer, or something that like that was going to cross the road. There are many times when people who were seafaring were providentially saved. I was, I was listening the other day about, and you've probably heard about some of it, about that reporter from Fox News named Benjamin Hall. I don't know if you know about him or not, but he was in Ukraine, and he got hit by a bomb, hit his car. Four people in that car were killed, including an assistant and a photographer. And he escaped. And he told the story, it was very interesting, about his daughters. He had three daughters, and very young, weren't there with him, were back in the States. And as soon as that bomb hit, and he realized something had happened, he heard the voice of his daughter that said, "Daddy, you've got to get out of the car. You've got to get out of the car." And he did. That gave him the strength to get out. Now, that wasn't his daughter, obviously. Was it an angel speaking to him? It could have been. We know that providentially angels appear throughout the New Testament. Peter was freed from prison because of an angel. Do angels always look like what we think angels look like? Maybe not. They could look like people sometimes. We're not given any descriptions of the Gospels about how the angels looked, are we? Nothing. But we also know that in the iconography of the church, these very instances that we see, angels are depicted as what we think of angels, because that's the only way that we have of depicting them. But nonetheless, providence is very important in many aspects in all of our lives, times we don't even realize it. In fact, St. Isaac the Syrian says that for those who are really close to God, the saints themselves, while on earth, live only according to the providence of God. They are so attuned to it that they don't have to rely on anything else, just His providence in all things that we do. And the other aspect to this gospel is community. Now, what's important about that is because Jesus Himself, when He sees the man being brought in before Him, the paralytic, and He heals him, but it doesn't say He sees the man's faith. No. The four men that were carrying him in, Jesus sees them, and it says, because of their faith, when He saw their faith, He heals the paralytic. Not because of the man's faith, because of their faith. And that's a very important point, I think, for all of us to take home with us, because it's not just your own faith. It's not just you crying out to God day by day, minute by minute, whatever it happens to be with the problems that you may be enduring. Not at all. It's the faith of those that are with you as well. It's the community in Christ that provides that bolstering that we need in our spiritual lives, that provides that extra push which may provoke the Lord to mercy in many, many instances. That's why we have people praying for one another. That's why it's important. That's why we put it in the bulletin every week. That's why it's important to remember those people, to bring the names of the people that you remembered to the Divine Liturgy, for the Orthodox to have them commemorated at the Proskomedia, because it's your faith added to this mix. And in this case, it was four people that made such a tremendous difference in the life of this paralytic who was healed completely because of the faith of the people that brought him there. It's really an amazing story when you think about it. But that's how the Lord works. That's how all of us come together as the body of Christ, united by His body and blood running through all of us to bring us together and to enable us to beseech the Lord for these wonderful occurrences that happen. We also celebrate today the memory of our Father among the Saints, Gregory Palamas, Archbishop of Thessalonica. I'm not going to go through his life. I've done that before. A remarkable man, lived only 62 years, presided over two different councils that condemned people that were coming against the Orthodox faith. And in today's bulletin, you will see an insert by Metropolitan Saba. And he talks about the importance of Gregory Palamas and the essence energies and theosis and all these different things that are so important to our salvation. Because what was happening at his time was that the faith was becoming brittle. It was becoming defined in a way that it was never going to work after that. In fact, after the last father of the Orthodox Church, which was St. John of Damascus, nearly 600 years earlier, because Gregory Palamas was born toward the end of the 1300s, we had many, many years of saints expounding and talking about the things of the faith. But then there crept in, as there did in many places, especially in Western Europe at that time, the idea that the philosophers were greater than the prophets, that they were the smarter ones. All this reliance on Aristotle and Plato and people like this, which led to the brittleization of the faith, which made it too boxy, too analytical, and really not life-giving, not life-asserting, not life-affirming. It basically said that because God is so far away from us, which He is, that he can only be known by philosophy. He can't be known directly, because the essence of God is untouchable, which it is, but we can know Him in no other way than by intermediators coming to us. And Gregory Palamas said, no, we know God, we know Him directly. We know Him in His energies. His energies are as much a part of Himself as His essence is. They are both fully God. The only distinction is one is unknowable, and one communicates with us. And Gregory Palamas brought this wonderful revival of the spiritual life of the Orthodox Church. St. Simeon the New Theologian, who we also commemorate today, just by happenstance this year, because this is the day we commemorate his repose, he also was insistent on these things, paying more attention to the spirituality of the church, the life of the church, the ability to communicate with God, to touch God, and to have God touch us in a very real and important way. This is why St. Gregory Palamas is so important to us. Perhaps the greatest, intellectually speaking, of all the saints who came along by the will of God at just the right time. So this is someone we need to pay attention to. And I encourage you to read what Metropolitan Saba says about him, because he's right on target in everything that he says. So we have these three things here today. We have the absolute importance of the correct proclamation of the Orthodox faith, which is what orthodoxy means. We also have the idea of providence acting in our lives for our good at times that we least expect it, and the idea that we could live with that alone if we needed to, and then the community of all of us in Christ acting together for good, for the common cause, for each of us and for all the world. So it's an important day to remember all of these different things. As I said, you little Noahs who are here today, and I'm so glad of that. Take these things with you today, put them into your lives, renew your spirit with them, and then we can sail on through the remaining days of Great Lent. Amen.